Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show. I'm Russian Tim, and I'm gonna play some punk rock music for you until 10 o'clock in the morning. We will start with a band which they're called Teenage Halloween. They just released a brand new album, which is called Till You Return. They are playing in Vancouver next Thursday, November 23rd. And this is their song, which is called Armageddon Now.
Tell me I'm a good son.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, broadcasting live from University of British Columbia. Yeah. Nice. My name is Russian Tim. The show is called Russian Tim Show. Very, very organized name. And today on the show, we will focus on the band which are called Teenage Halloween. They are from Asbury Park, New Jersey. And we just heard a song which is called Armageddon Now. They just released a brand new album called Till You Return. The album came out October 20th on the record label called Don Giovanni Records. And the fun thing is that Teenage Halloween is playing in Vancouver next Thursday, November 23rd, at the venue which is called Green Auto. It's going to be their first time in Vancouver, and they will be playing with local bands Dead and Driving and my band Russian Tim and Pavel Bures. Teenage Halloween has been probably one of the coolest bands which I personally, and I think like lots of people in punk scene seen like a new cool band for the past few years. They released their debut album, self-titled, which came out in 2020, and this album, the follow-up album, Till You Return came out in October. Super fun band. I'm excited to see them in Vancouver live, and I really, really like this record. This record being probably one of my favorite albums of the year. That's why I'm super, super excited. Today also on the show, a little bit later in the show, we'll talk to Luke, who is the fearless leader of the band, and they play guitar and sing, and this is gonna be great. So we will talk to Luke a little bit later. In the meantime, how about we check out a couple of songs from the new album by Teenage Halloween. The album is called Till You Return. And how about we start with the opening tracks. The opening track is called Supertrans. How about that? Let's do this. You listen to Russian Tim Show. This is Teenage Halloween. They're playing in Vancouver next Thursday at Green Auto. This song is called Supertrans.
My identity is to blame. Confusion trades the I think that is
hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show. And today I'm playing you punk rock music, as ever. And so far I played only songs by the band called Teenage Halloween from Asbury Park in New Jersey. They released a brand new album called Till You Return. And they're playing in Vancouver on November 23rd, exactly in a week, next Thursday at the Green Auto. With local bands Dead and Driving and Pavel Buress. Should be a great show. The tickets are available through Show Pass, and you can find the link in RussianTim61 Instagram. There's a link there, and or you can just Google it. It's available. Should be a super fun show. Teenage Halloween playing for the first time in Vancouver. Like I said, they're one of the most exciting punk rock bands right now. And I'm very excited that they're coming to Vancouver. They released a new album, Till You Return, came out in October on Don Giovanni Records. And we heard a few songs. We heard four songs in a row. It was Supertrans, Takeaway, Doctor, and Traveling On. All those songs available, obviously, on Spotify, on Bandcamp, on other streaming platforms. And you can buy the records from Don Giovanni Records. I highly recommend, like I said, one of my favorite albums of this calendar year. How about this? How about we talk to Luke from the band Teenage Halloween? I'll play a song and then we will come back with Luke and talk a little bit more about the album, about the band, and about the upcoming show, which, like I said, take place next week on Thursday at the venue, which is called Green Auto. Let's do this. This song is called Getting Bitter. You listen to Russian Tim Show. Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim's show. We just heard a song by the band called Teenage Halloween. That was a song called Getting Bitter from their new album, which is called Till You Return. Teenage Halloween are playing next Thursday at Green Auto. This is going to be a great show. And I have Luke from the band on the line. Luke, welcome to the show and welcome to Vancouver in a week. Happy hello.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very excited. I've never been to Vancouver, so it's a really exciting journey for us. I have heard many great things, so I'm just super excited to be there.
Yeah, we're excited to see you, and we'll make sure that we will welcome you with happiness, excitement, and great dancing skills at the show.
Awesome. Love that.
Let's talk about the album. First of all, congratulations on the release of your new album, Till You Return, which came out October 20th on Don Giovanni Records. I think it's one of the strongest albums of the year. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm very proud of it. It took a very long time to write and compile, and I think it's something that is really special. It's a special moment in our band's history. I'm very excited that it's out. And I'm glad it reached you.
It did, absolutely did. Like I said, I liked the first album, but I think this one is stronger on many levels. And first of all, the songs. I remember that you were saying that during quarantine in 2020, when the first album came out, you had a chance to focus on the kind of on your music, on your art more because we've all been locked up. Was it the time when you started writing the songs for this record?
Oh, I also was writing this record during quarantine.
Oh, okay.
And, this one is a lot more about isolation than the last one. And, like, depressive episodes and, like, just a lot of stuff that comes with being alone. And, the focus on this one was definitely to add, like, more dynamics and to add, like, lyrics that were able to like be met with solidarity. Like I wanted to make a bunch of songs that people could relate to, but like are very personal to me on a deep level. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that like a lot of the subject matter has shifted for this record because it's very conceptual about like just like depression, isolation, etc. So yeah.
Yeah, the songs. I agree with you, and I think that's the message of the record. But also, if you I personally, when I compare it to the first record in terms of production, I think you also made a step in terms of just like overall sound and production, how the record sound. Could you please talk about working with Joe Reinhardt at the Headroom Studios? What was their role in the process of recording, production, engineering, and how did they contribute to the process of recording Till You Return?
Oh yeah, working with Joe was great. He added a lot of specific touches to the record. He would tell us what parts were not working. He would like help us make new parts for songs. He pretty much did produce it. Mm-hmm. And it was an absolute blast working with someone that we trust like that.
How was it for you as a main songwriter in the band, having somebody and sharing opinions and maybe having clashing opinions? I don't know if it was the case, but how was it for you?
It was good. Actually, this record has been a songwriting group between me, Eli, and Trisha, so it was already very collaborative. And then when Joe would add things, we would all talk about it, and it was usually met with, let's proceed with that, because Joe is has a really good, like, legendary ear for this kind of music. Uh-huh. So we did trust him a lot, and we really are proud of the outcome.
Yeah. Turned out great. Congratulations. And I have one cheeky question. The opening two tracks, Supertrans and Take Away, remind me opening from the Canadian band called Pup from the album The Dream Is Over. Am I overthinking this or was it an influence?
We weren't influenced by it, but I could see
similarity.
I could see the comparison for sure.
Yeah. Because when I first started listening to the album, first I was like, "Oh, this sounds familiar," and then I tracked back, and to me, that was that.
I love like intro songs that are short and then go into like a really fast like punk song. So I mean, that was definitely like the intent, and I feel like on The Dream Is Over, Pup did something similar. So I love Pup, so.
Yeah, and the Canadian band, and you're coming to Canada soon, so it's all working out.
Oh, yeah.
You also have a job which I'm fascinated, or like a project of making hot sauce under Complete Gunner sauce. I found this fascinating because such a small fruit can be incredibly so hot that you could put yourself in a hospital. Could you please tell a little bit more about your passion for hot sauces and production? Because I found it super, super cool.
Oh, so during quarantine, I got really into cooking. And the thing that I was making best was hot sauce. So I was like, oh, maybe I could bottle this and try selling it. So I started selling it amongst friends. And then it started building a lot more. And it turned into like a service where I can make runs of hot sauces for bands when they go on tour with their logo on the label. And I have done a lot of like private label stuff for businesses. And it kind of just like organically grew. Uh-huh. So, I mean, yeah, it's been a really weird and cool journey because it's like a very quirky passion to have.
Yeah, but that's super cool. Which bands did you do the tour sauces for?
Like hundreds of bands, but like to name a few, Ben Quad, Sweet Pill, Tongues of Fire, Pulses, and Rodeo Boys. I've been doing it for like whoever asks, honestly. Like, it's like a totally open service.
Cool. Super, super cool. Thanks for sharing. This is great.
Of course.
One of my favorite stories about you is how you played your very, very first show when you met a friend at a movie theater and they invited you to play a gig. You agreed, but you didn't even have a band.
Yeah, I created a band from scratch for that show because I was like 14 or 15 and very like excited. Like, I was just like very excited about shows and stuff because I never exactly experienced it. So I created a band after my friend asked me.
That's cool. And in a week's time, that's very impressive.
Yeah, it was not good, but I mean, it was something.
All right, and then with the final question of this interview, I would like to speak about the area where you're from and tell you a little story, because back in 2015, I did an interview with a great band, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Screaming Females, who are from New Brunswick in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And in preparation for the conversation with them, I did a little bit of research, and I'm curious if this research still holds true after 8 years since I talked to them. So in my research, I found that there are significant differences between North and South Jersey. And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I learned. So if you're from North Jersey, you eat subs, and South Jersey eat hoagies. You go to 7-Eleven in North Jersey, and South Jersey go to Wawa. In North Jersey, you read Star Ledger, not Asbury Press, like you do in South Jersey. And in North Jersey, you use Sprinkles, not Jimmy's, like in South Jersey. Is this still correct?
All of that is still correct.
Nice. I'm glad that that the Screaming Females also said that everything was correct. You confirmed that everything correct about South and North Jersey, and this is great.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for finding time to talk to us. I know that today you're in San Diego, right?
Yep.
Have a fun time in San Diego, and we can't wait to see you next week in Vancouver on November 23rd on Thursday at the Green Auto. This is going to be a great success.
Thank you so much and really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All the best and see you in a week. This is going to be great.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. That was Luke from the band called Teenage Halloween. How about we listen to one more song from their album, which is called Till You Return. I'll play you a song which is called Melodrama, and then we'll move on with the show. Teenage Halloween playing in Vancouver next week on Thursday at Green Auto. And this is Melodrama.
Try it no more.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim's show. And we just heard a song called Melodrama by the band Teenage Halloween. They are playing in Vancouver, like I said already many times, next Thursday. And I recommend you coming to the show because this should be fun. It will be Teenage Halloween, Dead and Driving, and Russian Tim and Pavel Bures. Should be a super fun Thursday night next week at the Green Auto. Good, good, good. Let's move on, and I don't have much too much time left, but I would like to preview an event which is taking place tomorrow, November 17th, on Friday, at the venue which is called Red Gate. The show is presented by Kinda Cool Records, a local record label, and they have Yubi Gidiot, who are celebrating their drummer Steve's birthday, Pilsgnar, Die Job, and Campfire Shitkickers. So those four bands are playing on Friday, November 17th, at the Red Gate, and celebrating Steve's birthday, Steve the drummer from Yubi Gidiot. It should be a fun night. There's a few shows, cool shows, happening this week. As ever, you can, if you'd like to check out what's happening in the at the local punk rock scene and which shows are happening, you can go to Instagram, Vancouver Punk Rock Calendar, which is ran by Legendary Lance, and there's all the shows, list of all the shows which are happening this weekend. There's many, many shows this weekend, but we'll focus on this one. Yubi Gidiot, Die Job, Pilsgnar, and Campfire Shitkickers on Friday. How about we hear a couple of songs from these bands? Four to be precise. I should be better with my numbers, but it is what it is. How about we start with Yubi Gidiot? They released a brand new release. It's called East Vanity, and this song is called As Good As Rush. And Yubi Gidiot are as good as Rush. You listen to Rush and Tim Show. This is Yubi Gidiot, who are playing on Friday, tomorrow, at Red Gate Arts Society. We'll be right back.
broken beer bottles and broken teeth. Puked down on the coffin where I sit back half folded with a soggy pack of cigarettes and a flask as warm as piss. I look back on the lonely life of a dying anarchist, though it don't sound right. Punk rock ruined my life.
Just for me, the crying, shouting of the devil's commentary. As my soul fell down to Babylon, I look again.
Hello, you listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM, and it was Russian Tim Show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for great messages. Thank you for your appreciation for the band called You Big Idiot. Thank you so much. I just played you four local bands which will be playing a show tomorrow at the Red Gate Arts Society. That was You Big Idiot, Die Job, Pilsner, and Campfire Shit Kickers tomorrow at the Red Gate
You can buy tickets for $15 online in advance or $20 at the door. It's also pay what you can. Model, the doors are at 8 p.m. and the music starts at 8:30 according to the Facebook information. Let's go over the songs I played for you. That was UB Gideon with a song called As Good As Rush from their new released East Vanity. Then we heard Die Job with a song called Thanks A Lot, Keith Morris. With a chorus sang, or I don't know, it's probably chorus or maybe bridge, sang by Sam King from Get Dead. Then we heard Pilsner with a song called Alt Wrong from the EP, which is called You Never Ask For This. And the final track was by Campfire Shitkickers for All the Dickheads, and that was a song from their album Parole Model. UB Gideon, Die Job, Pilsner, and Campfire Shitkickers on Friday at Red Gate Arts Society. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in for Teenage Halloween interview, for some local music. Teenage Halloween are playing next week, next Thursday at the Green Auto. They are playing with Dead and Driving and my band Russian Tim and Pyle Bores. That should be super fun night. I am very excited to see Teenage Halloween live. Like I said, very exciting band. If you haven't heard them, check out their new album Till You Return. Really good record. I think that will be one of my favorite, not I think, I know it will be one of my favorite records of this calendar year, and first time in Vancouver, so let's come out and support them. Should be a great night. One more thing I will mention before I go. There's also an SBC reunion weekend happening at the Waldorf. Malcolm is doing 2-day mini festival, which will feature bands like Terminal City Rats, Blacked Out, ATD, Bad Acid Habit, Cat Killers, Rebel Priest, Baxter, and Coagulators, Neurospasm, and Foucon Riots. So this is kind of a reunion of the SBC legendary venue, which is no more longer, but at the Waldorf you can go and see and have relive the SBC memories. This is November 17th and November 18th at the Waldorf. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was great. And I'd like to wrap up the show with a song by the band called Dead and Driving. They are playing with Teenage Halloween next week on Thursday. And this is their song, which is called Before I Start Noticing. This is great. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully to see you next week at the Teenage Halloween show. Have fun. Enjoy the weekend. This is going to be great. And this is Dead and Driving with Before I Start Noticing. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Can't seem to leave, everyone's on agoraphobe. No more.